This is Green Tech Today. I'm Dr. Kiki, and this is the TWiT Network's Top 25 Green Tech Innovators Series. This episode of Green Tech Today is brought to you by the Eco-Imagination Challenge from GE. GE and its partners are awarding $200 million to ideas that help build the next generation power grid for the 21st century. For more information and to view and comment on ideas, go to ecoimagination.com/challenge. When you think of Google, you probably think search engine or online ad company. Maybe you think of their tools for cataloging the web's rich data. Does Green Innovator come to mind? Well, it should. Today, we're taking a look at the Google Power Meter project and the in-house conservation efforts Google says are some of the best in corporate America. I'm here at Google headquarters in Mountain View, California, with Parag Chokshi. He is the Manager for Clean Energy Public Affairs here at Google. Parag, Power Meter is one of the most well-known initiatives of Google's clean energy initiatives. What is it?
Sure. Power Meter is a tool that you can use to monitor and change your energy behavior. So it gives you access to your energy information. This is something that we've seen really helps consumers save money, and it reduces their energy use, which is great for the planet. So we thought this was a great space for Google to come in and see if we could help our users. So what we've done is we've partnered with a number of utilities across the world. Here in the U.S., in San Diego, there's a big utility called SDG&E. Mm-hmm. But also in places like the United Kingdom, in Germany, and in India. And maybe we can turn the computer and I can show you.
Yeah, if you could just show me how it works, that would be really neat.
So the way it works is you can actually get Power Meter on your own if you buy a smart meter device. And then a lot of these utilities that I mentioned already have those devices installed in people's homes. And
What kind of devices are they? Do they plug in between a device like your appliances and the wall? Are they in the actual power box in your house, just noticing all the energy use?
Yeah. So they clip onto the power box, so to speak. So if you go into where your fuses are or where your electric switches are, they'll plug in right there, and as opposed to the sort of dumb meters that we had in the past, these allow two-way communication between your electricity use and the device. And so then that can be shared with the utility, and then we can actually capture that through Power Meter and show you, visualize your energy data. This is one of my colleagues. And you can see pretty clearly, this actually allows you to see the spikes in energy use. So you see these little blips come in during the day. And so what a lot of times happens is people will actually notice these big blips that are happening during the day.
Try and figure out what they are.
And so when you have sort of near real-time access, you'll probably get this 24 hours after you've used, whatever appliances they are. And you can actually see. So if you had your dryer on the night before, you'll get up in the morning, you can actually see this huge spike. And, maybe it makes sense for you to get a more energy-efficient dryer.
Right.
And that could pay for itself.
Absolutely. Do you have any case studies or examples of how people are using this? Are people using Power Meter to save money? Is it really affecting their behavior?
Yeah. Well, so studies show that devices like Power Meter, software like Power Meter, just having access to your energy information alone can save 5 to 15%. And so we've seen actually that in practice. One of my colleagues, when he installed Power Meter, he found out that he was actually paying for the washer and dryer of the folks below him in his apartment building. So, that's something that he was able to remedy. Another one of my colleagues here, an engineer, found that he had two really old refrigerators that were spiking him up quite a bit. And so he replaced those refrigerators and almost reduced his energy by half, because refrigerators have gotten so efficient over the last few years.
Right.
So that's going to pay for itself within just a few years. So we've seen some real energy savings, hundreds of dollars a year. I think the statistics show that a 15% reduction in energy use, which is a lot of the times just wasted energy, can save $46 billion, you know, for the economy at large, and that's about $360 per person.
What does a consumer need to know about this? How do they sign up? Where does their data go? Is it private? Is it shared with Google? What's going on there?
No, those are really important questions. And, you know, at Google, we believe that the user controls his data, and so his or her data. So what you'll do is you'll need a smart meter device first of all, to get Power Meter. And so you can either sign up through one of our utility partners or buy it on your own. And then once you've signed up, obviously we need access to your data to be able to visualize it. But that data is never, there's no personally identifiable information that's ever shared between Google or the utility. And it's entirely opt-in. You know, at any time you can delete your data and stop using Power Meter. So it's really up to you.
Okay, what are Google's plans as a, you know, why get involved in public energy?
We're a company that as our core value, sustainability is a core value of our company, and that's been the case since the beginning. It's a core value of our founders and a lot of the employees that work here. So, you know, we're interested in minimizing our impact on the world, but also we're in this space because it makes business sense. You know, a lot of this energy is wasted, and we want, in the case of Power Meter, you know, we want people to be able to save money. And to reduce their energy use, and in a lot of the other initiatives that we're doing, they make economic sense. So it's good for the planet. It makes economic sense for us, and we think that other companies should take advantage of those opportunities as well.
All right, sounds pretty good. I'm interested in seeing other things that Google has initiatives for as well. I've heard a lot about alternative energy and electric vehicles. So can we? Go check some of those things out.
Yeah, we'll check that out. We can take a walk up to the solar panels. That's something else we're doing as well.
Fantastic. When we come back, corporate solar on a scale worthy of Google and an employee perk that's part Maker Faire and has hardly any emissions. What's up next?
This episode of Green Tech Today is brought to you by the Eco-Imagination Challenge from GE. GE and its partners are awarding $200 million to ideas that help build the next generation power grid for the 21st century. For more information and to view and comment on ideas, go to ecoimagination.com/challenge.
When Google commits to something, they commit in a big way, and their solar initiative is one of those examples. Parag, can you tell us anything about this solar array?
Sure. We built this solar array a couple years ago. It's a 1.6 megawatt solar installation. Actually, at the time, it was the biggest corporate solar installation in the country. We've actually been knocked down off of that platform, which we're completely happy about.
The competition in this area is good.
It's great. It's great for us. We did this to show that it can be done and that it can be done in a financially beneficial way. So It's a 1.6 megawatt installation. That's 9,212 panels and 200,000 square feet.
200,000 square feet.
That's 200,000 square feet.
That's pretty good area. How much energy does that produce for the people working here?
Sure. So this is on 8 buildings and 2 carports, and it produces enough electricity to meet 30% of the peak demand of the buildings on which it's housed. So a substantial contribution to our energy use here on campus.
But not completely covering your energy use.
That's right. We did decide to go carbon neutral in 2007. And so when we said we'd do it, we didn't say we'd do it 10 years in the future. We said we'd do it then.
Okay.
And so we buy high-quality offsets to offset the emissions that we can't reduce by some of the things that we do here on campus. But we try to do as much as we can on campus. And so some of the things that we're doing in addition to this are we're improving the efficiency of our buildings. Our data centers are actually some of the most efficient in the entire industry. They need 50% of the energy of the industry best practices. So,
okay, so is there a lot of smart energy planning that goes into developing those data centers in terms, are there companies that you're partnering with to allow that to happen?
Sure, well, actually, I was saying before, we think all of this makes financial sense. And for our data centers, it's especially true because Our costs are basically 50% lower because of the efficiencies we've produced.
Right.
So we actually do this on our own. You know, we are sharing what we can in a way that ensures our competitive advantage.
Right.
So we're sharing some of those best practices, and they include sort of separating servers so that they're in hot aisles and cold aisles,
mm-hmm.
so we can actually turn up the thermostat on those data centers. So that's one thing. Efficiency is certainly one of the things we're doing. Here on campus, our buildings use sustainable materials. It's called cradle to cradle. We also compost all of our food, which contributes to the health of the environment.
And I also saw you have an herb garden that's on the property.
We have an herb garden. We like our food here at Google, and so we grow some of our own herbs. So there's a lot we're doing here on campus. We actually encourage our employees to be green as well. We've invested about $85 million in clean energy companies and clean energy projects. And, you know, we're always looking for new things that look really innovative and are interesting and make economic sense.
Okay. And does Google use the power meter to manage their own power?
We do. We actually have other systems that sort of are at the corporate level to do that. But I will say that a lot of our employees use PowerMeter, and we have a lot of excited users, and our own employees have saved a lot of money using it.
One of the other initiatives you announced earlier in the year that you were using Bloombox fuel cells for some of your power needs. How is that going?
Yeah, that's right. We have 4 Bloomboxes here on campus. They generate 400 kilowatts of energy for one of our buildings. And it's been going well. Our experience has been great so far. We've been able to reduce the energy that we use in those buildings. We've been able to offset the energy we use in those buildings with the clean energy from the Bloomboxes. So we'll continue to monitor how it goes, but our experience has been great so far.
Well, it sounds pretty good. I mean, the solar panels, you said 30%, and Bloomboxes are pretty much offsetting the power for a building. So it sounds like it would be a pretty good investment.
That's right. Yeah, it's gone well, and we're hoping to do more on campus.
Now we're going to actually get off the roof, even though we're having a lot of fun up here, and get back on the ground to check out Google's electric vehicles. When we come back, an employee perk that's hugely popular, doesn't have any emissions, and it mods an existing product. This episode of Green Tech Today is brought to you by Carbonite, the leader in online backup. Unexpected disasters happen to computers all the time, and we count on our computers to save all of our personal information, music, pictures, movies, accounting information, important documents. If they go, so much of our life goes too. So why not back up online in a safe, easy, automatic way with Carbonite? It's really easy. All you have to do is sign up with Carbonite. They're offering a free trial if you use the offer code GREENTECH. It's safe, easy, and automatic, so you don't have to remember to back up. If your computer's on, it'll back up for you. It takes your information off of your computer securely to an online backup location. And if you like it, they'll give you 2 months for free. And then it's only $55 for an entire year. That's just 15 cents a day. Remember, free trial, carbonite.com. Use the offer code GREENTECH. So Parag, why is Google interested in electric vehicles?
Sure. Well, we're a company that likes to experiment, and so we decided a couple years ago that this would be an area where we could really demonstrate, how we can do this for our employees. And so we decided to take some Priuses that we already had, and to make them plug-in electric hybrids. So a normal Prius runs on gasoline when you go up above a certain mile per hour threshold. So these plug-in hybrids can go up to 30 to 40 miles just on electricity alone. So that for that first 30 to 40 miles, they go on electricity. And we thought we could demonstrate how that could be done. And, you know, this was a few years ago. And so over the last couple of years, we've seen actually that there are several plug-in hybrids now about to come on the market. and a lot of incentives that the federal and state government here in California has put in place. So we started this program, and we're excited that plug-in hybrids are going to become a reality.
How many cars do you currently have?
So we have eight hybrid electric vehicles here, eight Priuses that have been retrofitted.
Okay.
And so they have a higher capacity battery in them than a regular Prius. And they actually, so when we launched Recharge It a few years ago, this actually turned into a car sharing program. We were retrofitting these cars, and we decided, well, wouldn't it be great to have cars available for our employees here? So now we actually have more than eight cars for our employees, but these eight are hybrid electric vehicles. You can take them out for about an hour at a time, and it was actually a great way for us to test how the cars were doing.
Right. So how many people are actually using these cars? Is this, you know, are they constantly under interest by the employees of Google?
That's right. Well, there are about six that are usually parked here, and so there are only two right now. So several of them are in use. They're always in use. You know, people come to campus on one of our buses. You know, they may live in San Francisco and come down to Mountain View on the bus. And so, of course, that's great for the planet because we're having people who aren't driving every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're here, you know, the solution is to get one of these cars to do a short errand if you have a doctor's appointment, or if you have an off-site meeting, this is a great way to do it. So we've seen this as a very popular program amongst our employees.
Yeah. Do you know how much the retrofitting has cost Google, like maybe per car?
Sure. You know, I'm not sure I can talk about the costs, but what I can say is that, you know, we've seen a pretty enormous increase in the efficiency of the car. So we did a driving experiment.
Okay.
And so the problem was that our employees they run short errands, which is not really what the sort of typical person will do with the car.
Right.
So we got a professional driver, and we did some professional driving tests, and we found that these cars actually get 93 miles per gallon on average.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And so, you know, we're definitely saving money by not paying for gas.
Right. But most employees who are taking these cars out probably are not using it like a professional driver.
That's right.
They're going on short trips, so they're probably getting in stop and go. They're in traffic, so
that's right.
Their miles per gallon are probably much, much reduced.
It's going to be a little lower than that 93 miles per gallon, but it's going to be higher than a regular a Prius, because that first 30 to 40 miles is all electric. And, you know, a lot of people do short trips. The average person in the U.S. commutes right about 30 miles so a day. So, you know, if you're staying within that goal, you're not really using any gasoline.
Great. Can we take a look at the car, actually?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. Awesome. So I hear a humming. Where's that? What's the power? What's powering this?
So this is powered by actually solar panels. So this is really just all renewable. The solar panels on top of the roof here, right over there actually is where the electricity comes in.
Uh-huh.
And it's pumped through, I guess, all of these plugs here. So you take the car out for a spin, and you plug it right back in, and it starts to recharge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's how it's a great way to set it up. So this plug here is what kind of voltage?
Just a regular 110-volt plug that you'd find at your house.
Okay. So, it just looks completely normal. And so you could just convert your own Prius if you have a hybrid or other hybrid vehicle to electric and just plug it in wherever.
That's right. Yeah, we actually had this converted. There are a few shops in San Francisco that actually will do this for you. So.
All right, let's take it for a drive. I haven't driven one of these before, so
great.
I'm excited. Together, Google's Power Meter and Google's Alternative Energy and Electric Vehicle Initiatives make Google one of the leading innovators in green energy, driving us all toward a greener future.
That's it for this episode of Green Tech Today. Subscribe at twit.tv/GTT and never miss a show. If you have a question or a comment, email us at greentechtoday@twit.tv. Or you can leave a voicemail at 415-GT-TODAY. I'm Dr. Kiki, and I'm done green hunting for this week. Find me someplace new and exciting next time.